Yeah, I have Andrew Gaff with me, who's told me that I think it's commonplace that the Hawks go into their rooms and sing Horses by Darryl Braithwaite. This game here today, you led it all three of the first changes, but not in the finish. How did you see it?
Disappointing. We obviously played pretty well, started like a house on fire that first quarter, and felt like we weathered the storm most of the day. And to be in front with about 6-7 minutes to go and to lose by a couple of goals is disappointing. So we threw everything at them. It just wasn't enough against a quality side.
There was a period during the third quarter where Hawthorn seemed to step it up. Their leaders seemed to really take charge of the match. Did you sense that moment out on the ground?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they've been doing it for years. Hodge, Lewis, Mitchell, Burgoyne, those guys are as steady as they come. And they showed just why they won three premierships each. And it's something that we've got to aspire to get better at, those pressure moments. And they really stood up, as they always do.
What did the coach, Adam Simpson, have to say?
No, I said it was a good learning experience. We found out just what it takes to play four quarters, and it was a finals-like game out there tonight, and we just weren't quite good enough. We've improved a long way, but we've still got another few steps to go.
I'll send you upstairs, Peter Bell, Carl Langdon and Mark Reddings.
Andrew, look, I guess it was a really good effort. You'd be disappointed, clearly, that you couldn't come out with the 4 points. One area I thought you guys were really good, particularly in the first half, was you denied Hawthorn that quick play on through the corridor footy just by really aggressive manning of the mark. Was that a key directive for you?
Oh, I mean, it's a key directive sort of most weeks, but the conditions helped a bit. Obviously, it probably stopped their switch game and kicking it through the corridor, but the boys really sort of adjusted in defence and really stood up, and it was an area that let us down last week in the Gold Coast, and we feel like we rectified it on the weekend, but in tough conditions just weren't quite good enough in the end.
Andrew, a tough 24 hours for the club, obviously, with the death of Nick's mum, and I presume he's left the club and gone to Fiji. The club itself, it must be such a heartbreaking period, and I guess you're wrapping your arms around Nick. When he comes back to the club, it's really irrelevant, but you're there for him?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's been a terrible 24 hours, and she was a wonderful woman. And, I mean, it's a tragedy whenever something like that happens. But we'll have Nick back whenever he's ready. But for the moment, the most important thing is he's with his family. We tried to play for him tonight, but just couldn't quite get it done.
Andrew, Scott Lysette had a terrific game. I thought he battled really, really well. His follow-up was terrific. It's great for his confidence, isn't it? He's ended up with 39 hit-outs, 7 tackles, a number of clearances, and got a bit of the footy as well, 20 possessions. It's great that you got that depth with Nick, also Callum Sinclair, and now Scott Lysette.
Yeah, he was great, Scotty. Probably a tough probably couple of months not being in the team, but to come in sort of last 24 hours and to really... It was great today. This is the second efforts, and he, as you said, he gathered a lot of the ball, and I thought he was fantastic today and really provided a good contest.
Andrew, if tonight was the real barometer for where this footy club is going to and where it's at, you must be, despite not getting the chocolates tonight, you must be thinking that you're doing a lot of things right.
Oh, we think so. I think we're all, we're proud of our efforts tonight, but we feel like we've really stepped up as a group this year, and all individuals and obviously the collective have really taken the next step. But we know that there's still, as I said before, a couple more steps to be a good, really good side and a side that really stands up in finals. But we got a good look at it today, and it's something for us to work on in the upcoming weeks.
Andrew, 35 disposals. Another really good night at the office for you. It's been a standout season. Best of luck for the rest of 2015, and thanks for being part of 6PR's Footy Review.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for that.
Andrew Gaff from the West Coast Eagles ended up tonight, as I say, with 35 touches, 6 marks to Brad Shepherd.